recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
And broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games.
With 10 years' experience and over 500 episodes,
Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEDGamesAU.
This is Zed Games, and I'm Maylee.
And I'm Easy.
And I'm Toby.
It is another exciting night of games in the studio today.
Woot woot!
Yeah, that's right. And it's Maylee's first time in the hot seat.
Yep.
They've given me the keys to the ship.
Yep.
Yeah, you've got all the power. I'm just with my hands behind my head, chilling out.
Mm-hmm. Now I decide what games are played.
Uh-oh. I didn't realize you got too much power now. What's happening on today's episode, Maylee?
Trash.
Accurate and funny.
No, we're talking about, later on tonight, mm-hmm. we will be talking about games that we've played and games that we love, but that, for one reason or another, have been kind of trash.
Yeah. I've played a few of those.
We also have a review from Zara, who is not here in the studio tonight, of the game Trashed. Is it Trashed?
I'm pretty sure it's past tense Trashed.
Past tense Trashed.
I'm not sure what context the Trashed is, whether it's like a drunken Trashed or if it's like a, I, you know, took the trash out kind of trash. I have no idea.
I guess you'll have to find out.
Yeah, you will.
Is the world trashed?
Yeah, the world's trashed.
Yeah. Well, we've already done that. But
yeah, it is. Yes. On a lighter note.
On a lighter note.
But, like, as always, we have the news up first. I feel like we should get into that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can soothe my nerves.
Yeah, yeah. Give yourself
a pause.
I was going to talk about the jingle and just thinking you holding the jingle of keys. Just the whole studio just rattling with the keys.
It reminded me of, I just installed TikTok, so I'm just going to have to mention this now. Yeah. There's like this one TikTok of where I think you've got to look and act confident, but by the end of the TikTok, you're actually got to show a sign that you're really, like, actually freakishly nervous. And there was this, like, one dude, a transgender guy who was like, the first time you hang out with a group of other cisgendered men and they don't know, and he's just, like, smiling all confident, and then as he brings the beer to his face, the bottle's, like, shaking away in his hand. And that's mainly tonight. Like, mm-hmm. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
I'm totally
and then
fine.
As you fade up, the fade is, you're like, ooh.
No cups of tea.
No cups of tea. Definitely not in the studio.
Not in the studio.
All right. News time.
News time.
Let's do it.
This week in gaming news, April the 1st happens again. April Fool's Day came and went again this year, leaving hilarity in its wake. Video games were no exception, of course, and as always, there was a great number of jokes, pranks, and curiosities to find on the day. Some of the highlights included a PlayStation 1 remake of Remedy Entertainment's Control, a version of Bug Snacks without the bug aspect, simply called Snacks, and a new breakfast cereal based on the upcoming Deathloop, simply called Deathloops. Yum. Some developers even go the extra step, though, and follow through on their jokes, such as Platinum Games, who this year announced that they have made last year's prank into a full game. The arcade shmup, Sol Cresta, will be released on Switch, PC, and PS4 later this year, and will form part of their new Neo Classics arcade series, classic-style games with modern technology. Check out the Zed Games Facebook page for a roundup with more of this year's festivities. Component shortage continues. If you've been finding it hard to locate a new next-gen console, phone, or other electronic device, don't expect your chances to improve anytime soon. According to Young Liu, chairman of Foxconn, the world's biggest contract electronics manufacturer, they have had to reduce their shipments due to the ongoing worldwide shortage of silicon chips, and the situation is not likely to ease until at least the second quarter of 2022. Chip shortage began with shutdowns due to the COVID-19 pandemic and was further exacerbated by severe storms in Texas. Loot boxes are gambling. According to a report by researchers at the universities of Plymouth and Wolverhampton, loot boxes are structurally and psychologically akin to gambling. The mechanic, wherein a player opens blind boxes for a random reward, has been a hot topic of debate for several years, and governments have begun stepping in to regulate where they see the industry failing to do so themselves. With loot boxes, emerging evidence suggests that certain categories of people may be at particular risk of associated harms. Secondary analysis of open access survey data has established that high spenders on loot boxes are overrepresented by those with problem gambling behaviours. Unwittingly or not, developers appear to be profiting from at-risk individuals. Microsoft successfully freezes hell over. Earlier this year, it was announced that popular Sony-developed baseball game MLB The Show 21 would also be coming to Xbox platforms for the first time with this year's release of the franchise. In a surprising update this week, it was clarified that not only would the Sony-developed game be releasing on the same date as the PlayStation counterpart on April 20th, but it would be available to Xbox's Game Pass subscribers at no additional cost. This situation is a result of Sony's new contract for the MLB license, which stipulates any game must be multi-platform. While the PlayStation Studios name will still appear on the game, the Xbox version at least will be published by MLB and not Sony themselves. This week on the Zed Games release calendar. On Thursday, April 8th, you can get Scarlet Hood and the Wicked Wood on PC and Mac, Before Your Eyes on PC, Cozy Grove on all platforms, and the Switch release of Always Sometimes Monsters. On Friday, April 9th, you can get the Switch port of Lux Slinger. That's all this week in gaming news.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
I do have to say that gambling, loot boxes are gambling.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, personally, for me, I've pretty much thought that that was the case for a long time.
I thought that was established.
Yeah, I thought it was established.
I didn't know that was a new thing.
Yeah, it's gambling.
I'm not going to wave my piece of paper around or anything that I studied game design, but I am now. Because...
I haven't got paper to make the sound effects.
Not that it's industry standard that everyone just goes, yeah, loot boxes are gambling. A lot of people disagree and there's a lot of different opinions on how they operate and la la la. Mm-hmm. But from my personal experience with gaming mechanics, with air quotes around mechanics, and social media mechanics, and then gambling mechanics, they're all very similar.
Yeah.
So the fact that this is now becoming something that is considered a legitimate psychological thing that loot boxes are playing on, or basically taking advantage of people who are at risk as well, people more susceptible to addictive behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no doubt. And of course the government are stepping in now, because as if a giant developer is going to be like, oh, we better sort out our gambling problems.
We're getting too much money from people.
Yeah.
Oh, we should stop this.
Yeah, how horrible.
I love how Paul says that the industry calls them surprise mechanics.
Surprise!
Surprise!
You have no money.
Here's some for your money. Here's some electronic device. Not device, electronic piece of
nothing.
Yeah.
That
well,
now you have it.
I've spent thousands of dollars on loot boxes over the years, for sure.
I've spent too much money.
I am well aware of my own addictive personality. Mm. And so as soon as I remember when Overwatch came out, and I'm like, I'll just buy 50 of them just once. As soon as I finished opening them, I'm like, maybe another 50. No,
I didn't get the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't get that one, you know, Tracer skin that you wanted. So then you're like, I guess I'll have to spend another $12.95 for five mm-hmm. boxes.
Yeah.
And then they get all gray or blue, not even
Why
gold
didn't I
one.
Get the
you're
Ninja
like, damn.
One.
They do the same thing. Apex Legends, all the big online massive multiplayer games also have very similar things. World of Warcraft. So
why
on.
Wouldn't you? It's free money. It's free real estate.
Free money.
Kind of. League of Legends didn't always have it, but they have, not exactly, but
they have
thing.
A weird shop and process with. I don't understand that.
I think
that.
It's because they started changing.
We will save that for the next segment. We will save League of Legends for later.
For another day. Or another segment.
Mm-hmm. Another segment, yeah, that's true. Scarlet Hood and the Wicked Wood.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's coming out.
You like it?
Tomorrow, so 8th of April from now.
You getting it?
I don't know if I'm getting it, but I would like to play it.
How are you going to play it if you don't get it?
I know. I spent all my money on loot boxes. That's why. Yeah, well, that's my troubles.
What about April Fools? You guys fall for any of the
No.
Sneaky games.
Any news that comes out now, I'm just like, eh. On April, I'm just like, no.
Not April 1st, the whole
not on
April?
April 1st. April 1st, April 2nd, you just kind of go, yeah, I'm just going to wait. We'll just wait and see if it's confirmed in 3 days.
That's fairly smart.
But I do love how Paul's made that huge list.
Yes. If you go to the Zed Games Facebook page, at ZEDGamesAU, you can take a look now. I'm pretty sure Paul has been curating this massive list of all the April Fool's stuff coming out from game developers and games designers and stuff about just a whole
it's
heap
a labor of
gimmicks. It's fantastic. It is a labor of love. Yep. Please go take a look. I haven't fully looked at everything yet, so not even I know what kind of surprise mechanics will be in there.
Oh.
This episode is trash.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Well, to break up the trash, I think we should listen to some very lovely. I want to clarify that the music isn't trash. I like this music.
Oh yeah, well, you curated the playlist tonight.
Got
it's your
good
choice.
Jams.
Yeah.
I've been playing the first song here. Is from a game I've been playing recently. Genesis Noir.
Ooh.
Just came out.
Is it good?
It's very good.
Oh God.
And I would like to.
I look forward to the review.
You will get a review. Yes. Very much.
I would better get a review.
We're not here to talk about good games.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We're here to talk about, well, it could be a good game, but we're here to talk about games that are kind of broken.
I like you trying to be really nice to these games. But
I want to be nice to them.
No.
Well, we do love them.
Yes. Yeah. That's the point.
They're just trash.
Yeah.
Like, so this whole episode today is about trash.
Ooh, that was close to home.
So this topic of discussion has been in my mind recently because I picked up playing Dead by Daylight again. I don't know if either of you have ever played
Dead
by Daylight.
I remember now.
Yes, this conversation was pre-had. What about Dead by Daylight? Do you love?
Yeah, let's go with what you love first.
It's really fun. It's a multiplayer game that I can play with my friends, or it's fun enough to play like on its own with people. It doesn't have any voice chat, actually it doesn't have any chat. So there's no one yelling at me.
Okay. Well, that's always nice.
Yeah. There's no trash talk.
Yeah. And for the most part, people like are fun. It's a fun community of people to play.
As much fun as you can have with a survival horror game.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly a lot.
Thanks for playing a wonderful game.
Bang.
Bang.
Yeah.
I really love being hung up on a hook.
I do. I love. See, that's what makes it special, actually, because you think you're going to get hung up on a hook.
Yep.
But instead, you're suspended in midair on nothing.
What?
Well, the game doesn't function very well.
How long has it been out?
Years.
Oh, God.
It came out in 2016, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
It's one of those ones.
So it's been out for 5 years.
I started playing when it came out, and I was waiting for it to come out for several months beforehand.
Excited. I remember the hype on that one. I really wanted to love the idea. It was freaking me out. I wanted to be freaked out by friends.
Oh, yeah. I had nightmares when I first played it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So why would you consider it a trash game that you love, though? Is it purely because?
Because when you're playing the game, the sort of community that came out of it and the jokes and the way you play aren't in spite of the glitches.
Right.
Yep.
They incorporate it.
So it's like it adds character.
Yeah, it adds a lot of character.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice way of saying, like, if you meet a person that you don't like them at all, but you're trying to find ways to compliment their personality.
I think that's what this entire segment's going to be about.
Yeah, pretty much.
What about you, Easy?
Okay. My game that I love playing that's kind of trash is League of Legends.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm sorry for you.
I mean, look, Maylee and I both play League of Legends.
Don't
and we've played together. Pardon?
Don't tell them.
Yeah,
this dirty secret. It's uncovered it's out now. Everybody knows.
I play League of Legends.
Yeah, 90% of Brisbane now know. yep. Good thing they don't know our face. We're safe.
Message us on Facebook and you can join in.
Yeah, that's right. No, no, definitely not.
No. Do not play games. Do not play those kind of games with us because we don't like to swear.
To say we don't like you. Just like, wow.
We love you.
Four Triple Z listeners. Yes. And anyone listening on the podcast or CRM. We love all of you. If you're playing games, we love you.
Well,
But I have to say, look, League of Legends is trash. Mm-hmm. Not because the game concept in of itself isn't fantastic. Not because it's not like in a lot of ways a great game. Mm-hmm. Just that for a game so big, for a game that makes billions of dollars, it can't get the launcher right, and there's just bugs that are just. How have you not solved these issues, more regularly? Like, I just don't understand. There's just things that glitch out and happen that just doesn't even make any sense. Just like before you even enter the game. So there's like a launcher that you have to open up with League of Legends. For anyone who doesn't know, you're in that launcher. It's a tiny little screen, that sort of runs. It can kind of run in the background, and then when your queue pops, you can go, yes, I want to confirm, I'm joining the game. That's where all the glitches come in. It's like, you haven't even loaded into the game itself yet. And for some reason, that's where all the irritation comes from for me.
Glitches in the game?
Yes. Also, it's really hard to start out in League of Legends. There's no real decent tutorial. Yeah. Like, there's no way in unless you already know someone in.
Not to mention the great toxicity that is
League of Legends. Oh, it is extremely toxic. The good thing is a / mute all function.
Mm.
And then you don't have
if
to worry about that.
If you haven't found it.
If you haven't found it, I just told you what to type.
Type it in now.
Yeah. I would be interested to know if there's any other game. I don't know of any other game than League of Legends that has in the loading screen a warning. Not a warning, it has several of them, but one of them is like, you know, remember to take deep breaths if you get bothered by other players.
Oh, no, not yet.
And beware of getting tilted.
Remember, punching your screen won't actually hit other players.
That's just me playing with friends. What are you talking about?
It's that bad of a game that they need to...
Yeah, people get tilted very easily and people can become very toxic.
And I get it. Having played League of Legends... Something about
having
it makes
playing
you
a game
frustrated.
That's really challenging with other people, and your victory depends on other people playing well, can result in a lot of toxic behavior. And
because it's always their fault.
It's always their fault.
They're just bad at games, and I'm amazing.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm just going to pull away from this toxic sludge of a conversation Smart. About that wonderful, wonderful game. I've got a few. I've got one of my huge favorite games was Anthem. And it was wonderful. I really loved the characters. I had a computer that could actually run it. I bought an SD card so I could actually play it. It needed that loading screen, otherwise you were just stuck on continual loading screens forever and ever and ever and a day. But as soon as I managed to get past that wonderful technical hurdle, that game was beautiful. The movement was great. The actual, everything when it comes down to the flying, the feeling of the game, the combat felt good. There was great. It wasn't a huge learning curve or anything, but I loved that game, except for the end. And that end game was horrible.
What's wrong with the end?
The end game was, hey, you've just collected all these things. Hey, here's a hard mode. Don't do it all again. Just here's something harder and go and play with your friends. What?
Right.
And you'll get better loot. But I've already got the loot I like. I don't want new loot. Oh, but these things are harder, so you'll need better loot. That is the entirety of the end game and was. And that
sounds
was death.
Fulfilling.
That was not fulfilling. Everything else about it was great.
It's funny that you say that, though, because Anthem actually has very poor reviews. and it did not go well. Actually, if anyone doesn't know or missed out on the announcement previously on the show, Anthem 2.0 was a thing. It's not a thing anymore. They actually closed the studio down. They're no longer making that because Anthem just did so poorly. It got 6.5 out of 10 by IGN, 54% from Metacritic, and 2.9 from just Google users.
Yeah, no, it's literally, it's people really complain bad about the story, which I'm like, eh. You get what you take. You get what you put in. But if you just skip the storyline, then no, you're not really going to enjoy the game. You're going to enjoy the... because it's you're just shooting for the end game, and the end game isn't where it was. But yeah. That was that. Euro Truck Simulator.
What?
In VR.
Oh. What?
Yep.
Euro Truck.
No, it is actually a really good game, and I loved it, and I loved that. But and a lot of people really love the game, but it is glitchy as hell.
Yeah. But that's... I think it might have a similar effect as Dead by Daylight. In a game can be glitchy, especially an online game that you can play with other people, if glitches don't necessarily stop you from playing. They can be really funny and amusing and add to the experience.
Add character.
Yeah.
Add character.
I definitely watched videos of people crashing into each other in Euro Truck Simulator multiplayer.
Yeah. That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
And beautiful games.
Yes.
I am Maylee. You're listening to Zed Games. And we've got a review for you now. It's from Zara, but they aren't in studio right now. It will be a beautiful review about Trashed, which may or may not be trash. I don't know if it is trash. I'm getting weird looks. It's a game called Trash. It probably isn't trash. Let's hear what Zara has to say.
Garbage disposal and management is a problem that has plagued us for years, and it continues to be a problem far in the future, on a planet far, far away. Hundreds of ships dump their rubbish on some far-off desert planet, leaving bags of waste, plastic launches, and who knows what else. And you, the newest hire, are tasked with solving this eternal problem: how to make all this trash go away. Trashed is a strategy game about garbage management disposal. With a chunky 3D art style, your long flowing blue hair, and more than a few guns under your belt to take care of some problems you might run into, this is definitely a game meant to challenge you, and maybe overwhelm you, just a bit. So the main goal of Trashed is to dispose of garbage and manage the waste and pollution it causes. A ship will come by about once every minute, or an in-game hour, to dump rubbish at a marked site. This can very quickly develop into a gigantic pile, with garbage bags just rolling all over the place. You need to move that garbage into an incinerator. You have a helpful robot that manages to push some bits of trash into an incinerator, and you can pick up a piece of garbage and toss it in yourself, but you will not be able to keep up, and each bit of rubbish burnt will affect air quality. Thankfully, you have more than a few tools to help you out. As you earn money, you can buy a garbage blower to move several pieces of rubbish, and blueprints to build more incinerators, air purifiers, solar panels, batteries, recycling machines, grinders for the giant pieces of garbage that will get thrown onto your head by yet another ship, and more, including conveyor belts, which quickly became my favorite thing in the game. In addition, you progress by picking up bounties from the office, requiring you to process a certain amount of rubbish or to kill some of the local creatures who will rock up to cause some trouble. Of course, you can purchase various weapons to help you. It's addictive. It's satisfying to optimize your dump site, to set it up so you only need to worry about some wayward rubbish. There are cutscenes with voice characters. For some reason, they're all from Texas. I named my helpful robot Marvin. I love him. He gets stuck sometimes, but he's doing his best. The music is pretty minimal, and there is a lot of silence in the game. The creatures I run into make some weird alien-like sounds that make me a bit nervous to hear. The sound of the ship arriving is overwhelming, and I'm glad to hear it go, mostly so it stops making a mess of things. It's really satisfying hearing the constant sound of garbage being recycled and burnt. It tells me things are working. More music would be nice, but I find myself zoning out a lot, so I'm not too bothered. There is one thing to note, however. This game is in early access, and at the time of writing this review, is in pre-alpha. There are a lot of bugs. There is only a portion of the planned content in the game, and I wasn't able to actually finish the tutorial. My playthrough could be described as playtesting, this is not a finished product, but the content it already has, and the gameplay so far, is enjoyable. When I get past some of the worst bugs, and I get used to the rough controls, I find myself playing for hours. I had a playthrough where the bounties glitched out, so I couldn't progress through the game, but had so many conveyor belts, and you have never imagined air could be so clean. I am looking forward to seeing this game continue to develop, and to revisit over time, and I can't wait until the team goes, "Yep, that's a finished game," because my heart needed a garbage management game that takes place on an alien planet. Trashed is developed by Josh Persason and is available on Steam on Early Access, with a planned final release in early 2022.
I'm Maylee for Zed Games, here with
Easy
and Turby.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. We've had an exciting time in the studio today. I hope you've had an exciting time listening.
It was trash.
It was trash.
It was a trashy episode.
Yeah. But how can we make it trashier?
It could be.
I need to go and get a bin.
I thought you better say beer. I'm like, okay.
No.
That's a different kind of trash. Actually, if there's anything that you missed from the show tonight and you're just tuning in now, you could head over to the Zed Games Facebook page at ZEDGamesAU, and you can have a listen to us there, because, yeah, we put our podcasts up every week. And we also have our news and reviews and written formats, so you can take a look and share. And
it's a labor of love.
It is a labor of love. Also, the unbelievable amount of memes that I post on that Facebook page is fantastic. And my policy with memes is I don't even know my own motto now. Everyone has to laugh for the meme to work, in my opinion. So there's no joke that picks on any particular individual or type of person who likes particular types of games. It's a joke that everyone can laugh with. It's a meme that everyone inclusive should be able to relate memes. To.
Sorry, yes. If you get one unhappy face, it's gone.
It's gone. It's deleted. They're all memes that are family friendly and, you know, for everyone. Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, do that.
All right. Is that any games?
Plug,
love plug, it. Plug, plug, plug. I think we will have to head
off
for the evening. All right. Bye, everybody.
See you.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games.
If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify.
Or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU.
See you next time.